The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I guess I could have called this hour the insanity hour. Because, I mean, this is insane. It's just insane what's going on around us. And I think that a lot of this is going to backfire. I do. I think a lot of this is going to backfire. I think people are going to wake up and say, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. This isn't about equal rights. Most people are for equal rights. Most are. Of course, there are some that are not for equal rights, but they're in the minority. And I think that the ultimate absolute radicalism is going to backfire. When George Floyd was murdered, there was enormous public outrage, black, white, almost everyone was outraged by what we saw. And the video was shown over and over and over and over again as we saw the life of a man just ooze out of his body with the police officer's knee on his neck. And we were all outraged. And we should have been. And when the protests began, there was a great deal of public support. Great deal of public support. When the protests began here in Columbus, there was a great deal of public support. That support is going away quickly as we see that the radicals, and I mean far left, radicals have taken over. And I think many, many, many people in the black community are saying, wait a minute, these people don't speak for us. We don't believe in breaking out windows. We don't believe in attacking police. We don't believe in throwing frozen water bottles at police. We don't believe in shooting fireworks into the face of police officers. We don't believe in that. We don't believe in defacing the state house. They don't speak for us. Just like when, I think it's been a while, but when the KKK comes to Columbus. Now, they're white people, okay? And I am a white person. But I'll tell you one thing. They don't speak for me. I despise what they do. I condemn it with every shred, every fiber of my body. I condemn the white supremacy of the KKK. They don't speak for me. I don't think the far left radicals speak for the majority of the black community either. I know they don't speak for the majority of the black folks in my audience. I think you would be shocked if you knew how many black people listen to this program. How do I know? I hear from them. I meet them. I see them. And the radicals do not speak for the general black population any more than the KKK speaks for the general white population. And I think it's going to backfire on them, on the radicals. My deepest concern is that it doesn't put civil rights backwards. That's my biggest fear. That it will, the radicals and the radical protests like the CHOP in Seattle, what's going on in Washington, D.C., what's going on the lawn of City Hall in New York City, what happened over the weekend in Portland, Oregon, where protesters, rioters tried to take over another police precinct, set it on fire again. My deepest, greatest concern is that this will have such a backlash that it will set civil rights, racial unity, racial reconciliation backwards instead of forwards. That would be tragic. It would be absolutely tragic. But as long as you have nonsense like removing John Wayne's statue and name from an airport, or tearing down the monument in Washington, D.C. to the Emancipation Proclamation. Have you seen the picture of that statue that the radicals are trying to take down? It's a picture of, it's not a picture, it's a statue. Abraham Lincoln is reaching a hand down to a slave. Obviously a slave. The radicals are saying this puts the black man in a position of subservience. The white man was superior, therefore the statue's got to come down. What a bunch of baloney. What a bunch of garbage. It was a statue paid for by African Americans to celebrate the Emancipation Proclamation. And if you look at the statue, the slave is not looking down in despair. He is looking up in hope. He has not been put down by Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln is offering a hand to lift him up. And if you will look closely, the chains that he had in slavery are broken. The chains are broken. It is a beautiful picture of the liberation of slaves. And the slave is rising from a position of subservience. And Lincoln is just happening to help him. And that's what the radicals wanted to take down. And then, since we're talking about insanity, here's this. I have never watched The Simpsons, have no desire to watch The Simpsons. It's not my thing. Okay? So I have never, ever watched a single episode of The Simpsons. I know what their characters look like because you can't miss them. But for 20 years, a couple of the characters who are black characters on The Simpsons were voice, because it's a cartoon, so it's just voice characters, voice actors. The voices of two of the black people were whites. So, that's what acting is about. If I'm correct, I think I am, Hamilton, in the blockbuster musical, was a white guy. But if I'm correct, on Broadway, Hamilton is played by a black guy. Okay, that's fine. Well, the Simpsons have announced no more will any white person be allowed to voice a black character. Well, does that mean now that if a movie has someone who is Scottish, it has to be played by someone who is Scottish? An American could not fake a Scottish accent? Or if it's an American in the movie, does that mean a Scottish person could not fake an American accent? Or a Hispanic character? Or an Italian? It's just insanity. It's what actors do. They portray something that they are not. An actor portrays a character. Just, it's nuts. And as I said, it's not helping. It's hurting. All right, enough of that. Enough of that. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. I still have time if you'd like to get in on the discussion. If you call right now, I'll do my best to get you on. 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
If you ever listen to the opening of my program at 3:30, we don't play it at the beginning of the other segments. Usually we just play it at the bottom of the hour, 3:30, at the beginning of the program. And I've thought about refreshing it and changing the opening, but no, because the point that I make is that the real answer to America's problems is not in Washington, D.C. Am I concerned about the next presidential election? Huh. Boy, I sure am. Especially considering the outrageous decision handed down by the Supreme Court today on abortion issues. Just outrageous. Now, I'm not a legal scholar. I'm not an attorney. Don't pretend to be one. But just outrageous. And the next presidential term, whoever is in office, that president, at least a 90% chance that they will nominate a Supreme Court justice, which will have a huge impact on the balance of the court. Right now, John Roberts is the swing vote, and he's been swinging to the left for quite a while. So I'm extremely concerned about the next election, particularly with the courts. We know the power of the Supreme Court. However, the future of America is not tied up in the next election. We have had some really, really, really bad presidents through our history. I think most have been pretty good, but we've had some really bad ones. And we've survived. But what we cannot survive is a godless country. Now, I realize the loony left is trying to tear down all the statues of George Washington. Read the life of George Washington. What a brave, courageous man. You have to put him into the context of the times, folks. This is one of the most important lessons concerning history. Context of the time. This is a silly illustration, but the bubonic plague, you know, the bubonic plague that killed, what, millions of people, it could have been avoided if they just had known some things that we know today about germs, washing, sanitizing, and so forth. But they didn't know that. So are we going to tear down the statues of the medical doctors during that time in history because they didn't know, because they didn't understand, because they were a product of their time? You have to understand the context of the time of history. But anyway, what I started to say was George Washington made it very, very clear that the government that he and the other founding fathers put together would not, could not survive without a spiritual foundation. If you don't believe me, read George Washington. And in fact, you don't have to read all of his writings. Just read his farewell address. Now, it's somewhat lengthy. It's a long speech. Read his farewell address. George Washington himself said, the government that they devised was for a religious people, and it could not survive without a spiritual religious foundation. As America moves farther and farther to the left and we become more and more secular, we will lose more and more of what our founding fathers gave to us. Yeah, some of them were slave owners. Yes, they were. They sure were. To make it okay? No. But they gave us a Declaration of Independence that in time was interpreted in such a way that slavery was abolished. And we could, you know, argue back and forth. Did they understand all of that? I don't know. But they gave us a Constitution. They gave us a Declaration of Independence. They gave us the Bill of Rights, the First Amendments, that laid the foundation for the abolishment of slavery. But our government cannot and will not survive without the foundation of godly, Bible-believing churches. That's why if there was ever a time that you spent fervent prayer for your pastor and the leadership of your church, it is now. There has never been a time in the history of America that local churches like yours and mine were more important. They need our support. They deserve our support. And we need to pray for pastors. Have a great evening, folks, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.